Part 2. Minsk. 3. The Faux Revolutionary. Other Americans had defected to the Soviet Union. They had started coming to Moscow during the 1917 Revolution and the Civil War, from 1917 to 1922. This was before moving to the Soviet Union was called defecting, and thousands of other fellow travelers, intellectuals, writers, journalists, and curious observers had arrived after the Bolsheviks had secured power in the 20s and 30s. With the end of World War II and the start of the Cold War, the number of Americans traveling to Russia plummeted. But in 1959, there was something of an uptick. In September of that year, Robert E. Webster, a plastics technician from the Cleveland-based Rand Development Corporation, not to be confused with the Rand Corporation, the U.S. Air Force-sponsored quasi-governmental research institution in Santa Monica, California, had defected and been granted a Soviet passport. Webster had traveled to Moscow to help prepare for the American National Exhibition, at which Vice President Richard Nixon would debate the merits of capitalism and socialism with Khrushchev in an American-style kitchen. About the same time, Nicholas Petrulli of Long Island, who, like Oswald, had entered the Soviet Union at Vyborg by train, showed up at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow to declare that he was surrendering his American citizenship. Richard Snyder, the consular officer who would advise Oswald to take a few days to think before doing the same thing, administered the oath of renunciation to Petrulli. But there was only a superficial resemblance binding Oswald to other recent defectors. All of them had had trouble building a life for themselves in the United States. Most of them had professed communist sympathies. But these similarities masked more important and less visible nuances. Oswald's migration to the Soviet Union was not born of whim or circumstance, work, legal trouble, a sexual entanglement, but rather emerged as a slowly developing idea, the outlines of which first appeared 2 or 3 years earlier. There was a much greater emotional and psychological momentum to it, and there was a decisiveness and the feeling, as his suicide attempt shows, that he had to be in the Soviet Union, that this was his only option. John McVicker, one of the consular officers,